Okay, we're up to the top of Gimel Amud Beis. Ruchos Minolan Lo Miyatsri. Mar said that Tal and Ruchos are never mentioned because they're always around. How do you know that the wind is never held back? Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Domar Kro, Ki Ka'arba, Ruchos HaShemayim, Pirasti Yisrael, Num Hashem. I scattered you like the four, like to the four winds of the directions of the heavens. My Komer, what does it mean? My Komer, Ilei Mohachi Komer, Lohu HaKadosh Baruch Yisrael, the Bargur Sinchu, the Arba Ruchos, the Alma. I scattered you to the four winds, the four directions. Ihochi Ke Arba, Bi Arba Mvoilev. You said that I, what's it called, Pirasti Yisrael, Bi Arba Ruchos, not Ke Arba Ruchos. Elohachi Komer, Kshem Chi Efshola Olam below Ruchos, Kachi Efshola Olam below Yisrael. Ke Arba Ruchos means you're like the wind. Just like the world can't exist without wind, the world can't exist without Klal Yisrael. So there always is wind. Omri B'chanina, Hilkach B'Yemos HaChama, Omar Mashiv HaRuach Ein Machzir. And also, therefore, in Yemos HaChama, if you said Mashiv HaRuach, you don't go back, because L'maisa, there's nothing wrong with having wind, even in the summer. Omar Morid HaGeshem Machzir. And also, if you said Morid HaGeshem, then you do go back, because Geshem is not good in the summer. In Yemos HaKshomim, where you're supposed to say Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGoshem, but you forgot to say Mashiv HaRuach, you don't go back, because it's not necessary to mention wind, because it's always around. Lo Amar Morid HaGeshem Machzir Nosov. If you didn't say Morid HaGeshem, you have to go back. The Lo Od, El Afilu Amar Mavir HaRuach Umafriach HaTal Ein Machzir Nosov. Whenever you said Mavir HaRuach Umafriach HaTal, you also don't have to say again, because whenever you said it, it's proper. Okay. Tana. Let's see Rashi till here. Kishem she'i efshar la'olam below ruchos, shelo yiskai meirov hevel v'chamimus, the world wouldn't exist, be too hot, and there'd be too much humidity if the winds didn't blow. Below Yisrael, she'ein ha'olam yiskai me'elam b'shvil Yisrael, the world exists because of Klal Yisrael. V'hoch yomer krok, ki kedalad ruchos ha'shamayim pirasti yeshem l'ruchos ha'olam, I scattered you all over the world, kedei she'yiskai, the world should exist. She'ne'amar in l'obrisi yomam v'layla, chuko shamayim v'oretz l'samti. B'yemos HaChama, Minison Ad Achag. Yemos HaChama is from Nisan till Sukkot. Mashiv HaRuach Ein Machzir Nosot. B'lav Hochi Lo Miyatsir. Because the wind is always around. So it's not wrong to mention wind. Tosis is Medayik, that L'chatchila, though you don't say it. Morid HaGeshem, Machzir Nosot, the Miyatsir. But Geshem only is in the rainy season, not in the other times. And therefore you have to mention it. The Kivin Deboa Amitra, Lo Hispal Tfilosu Kogan. And since you're supposed to ask for rain and he didn't say a good Shmoneh Esrei. The Chos of the Rosh HaBracha, he goes back to the beginning of the Bracha, the Omra below Morid HaGeshem. You should say it again and leave out Morid HaGeshem. The Fishak Shomim Bekayit Simin Klolahim Me'akotzer. And in the summer, if you did say Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem, you go back and say the Bracha again without saying it. Mavir HaRuach Shalo Yinoshev. Even if you said the Rabban Shem should keep away the wind and keep away the Tal, it's still no problem because it's not going to happen. So it's meaningless. Ein machzir and also the lo miyatsir because it's not going to happen. Okay. Tana be'avim uberuchos lo chivu chachom lahazkir. The chachom were not mechayiv you to mention clouds or wind. Ve'im bo lahazkir masker. If you want to, you can mention it. It doesn't affect the Shmoneh Esrei one way or the other. My time, because they also, clouds are always around. Whereas the part of the klala is that there won't be clouds in the sky. And there won't be wind. Maybe it means there won't be rain. It says v'atzeres hashemayim and v'lo yimotar. So v'lo yimotar is not v'atzeres hashemayim. V'atzeres hashemayim is something else. Omani mekayim v'atzeres hashemayim min ha'avim min haruchos. That the Ribbono Shel Olam will prevent clouds and wind. So kashi ruchos haruchos. We said before that wind is never stops, and here it says that it will stop. Kashi avim ha'avim. We said before that avim are not are always around. Here it says that the Rabbanu Shem will hold back the clouds. Where it says, Ovi ma ovim lokash, yeho becharfi ho beathli. The way Rashi learns is that the clouds before the rain never are always, there's always clouds before the rain. But the clouds that come after the rain, those sometimes are held back. See Rashi. The avim mikasher avim, the fact that the Rabbanu Shem brings clouds in the sky, you don't have to mention it because it's always there. The charfi avim dechiros haboyim lifnei amotar ein asuros. Clouds that come before the rain, there's always clouds in the sky before rain. The athle habos mukharos laachar amotar, but clouds that come after the rain, dishnios lamotar hein, and we'll see those clouds are have a good effect. Those could be held back. Lekamon v'hanog shiva otzer. The clouds after the rain, which have a good effect, sometimes are held back. The kivin de ein kula netzaros lochivu lahasker. But since all clouds are not held back, there's always some clouds before or after the rain, therefore you don't have to mention it. Ruchos are ruchos lakasha. He said that one place is mashma that the ruchos are always there, and the other place is mashma that the ruchos hold back the ruchos. Ha baruch mitsuya, ha baruch shena mitsuya. A natural wind is always around. Unnatural, strong winds are sometimes held back. Gemara says, ruch shena mitsuya chazal lebeidori. Right, lemaisa, you need extra strong winds also, and therefore you should have to daven for it. You need it for winnowing, grain. Where it says efshe benatbusa, you could do the same thing with a sieve. So since it's possible to get the same result without the strong wind, there's no problem that strong winds are held back, and you don't have to ask for it. Tana Rashi. She'ena Matsuya, Ksiva Otsa. Winds that are not natural, normal winds sometimes can be held back. Bafilu hachi lo chivu lahaskir, the sogilebe Matsuya. It's enough that there be regular winds. Matsuya ruchos lamotsi latruse ho becharfi ho beathle, the ruach bein bemotor, bein below motor lo miyatsa, to go on ruach Matsuya. The Mara couldn't answer, there's winds before the rain, winds after the rain, winds are always there, regular winds are always there, there's always a breeze. Where it says, Ruch Sheina Matsuya Nomi Chazal Beidori, Legorin, Lizro Sakoshin Min Hatfua V'Nechai V'Hasker, you need a strong wind to winnow the grain. So you should have to daven for winds that the strong winds shouldn't be held back. Where it says, Efshar B'Nafusa Van V'Laz B'Nafo Gvori, you could do it with a sieve. Tana Ha'ovim V'Harucho Shnios L'Matar. Right? Clouds and wind are second in benefit to rain. Heti dami, Omar Ula, Vishem Rav Yehuda, the Basar Mitra, after the wind that comes after the rain, and the clouds that come after the rain, have a good effect, secondary only to the rain itself. Mara says, the Memra de Mal Yusahi, mean to say that clouds and wind after the rain are good. Vokshiv, Yitin Hashem is Matar Artzacha Ova Ka'ofer, right, as part of the tochacha, the klala is that the Rabbanu Shel make the rain bring up dust and earth, and it'll go on the crops and cause them to become moldy. So it's a klala. So you see that Omar Ula, Vishemer of Yehuda, Zika the Basar Mitra. How's the Rabbanu Shel going to bring rain that brings up dust? It's talking about the wind that comes after the rain and picks up the earth and puts it on the crops and makes it moldy. So you see that wind after the rain is not a good thing. Versus lokasha. Hada nosa nicho, hada osi rasha. It depends how strong the wind comes. When the wind comes nice and soft, then it helps the crops grow because of the rain. When it comes too strong, it picks up the earth and makes the crops moldy. Hada mala avak, hada lo mala avak. When the wind comes slowly, it doesn't pick up the earth, and it has a good effect on the makes the rain go into the ground. But when the wind comes strongly, it picks up the earth, and then it causes the crops to be moldy. For Om Rav Yehuda, Zika de Basar Mitra Kamitra. Rav Yehuda said that wind after the rain is as good as rain. Eva de Basar Mitra Kamitra. Clouds that come after the rain also are effective, and they're as good as the rain itself. Shimsha de Basar Mitra Ketrei Mitri. A sun that comes after the rain is like two rains. Lemute mai, so what's not good? Everything's good. Lemute gile de lelia v'shimshin de beni karche. What's not good after a rain is flashes of light at night after the rain. That has no effect. And shimshin de beni karche, Rashi learns where it's partially cloudy and there's sun and partial clouds. That's also not good. Others learn shimshin de beni karche. Tosfos learns talking where it's sunlight on one side and rain on another side. It's a rain shower. Those are also not good. Omar Rava, Mali Tilga Leture Kechamisha Mitri La'ara. Snow in the mountains is as good as five rains on flat land. Shenemar Kilashelet Yomar Hu Eretz V'geshem Motor V'geshem Mitros Uzo. Mentions five times rain in the same context of snow. Okay, Rashi. Yitein Hashem. Omar Ulavi, same Rav Yehuda, the Basar Mitra, Avin Verucho Shalach Ramater. Rashi is Rav Yehuda, not Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, so we know Shnios, Kimat Shemo Ilos Kimater Asmo. They're secondary in their effect to the rain itself. They're almost as good as rain itself. Mayi, Ezil, Avin, Veruchos, Komet, Shnios, Amater, which clouds and wind are secondary to the rain that are good? Omar Ula, Vishem, Rav Yehuda, the Basar Mitra, the ones that come after the rain. Avin, Veruchos, Shlach, Ramater. Yitain Hashem, is Mtar, Arzacha, Ovek, Va'ofer, Zika, the Basar Mitra. Sha'ruach, Mala, Ovek, Achrak, Shon, V'nidbat, Bitzvua. Right? Wind after the rain has a bad effect. It puts the earth on the fruit and causes it to be moldy. When it falls lightly, calmly, it doesn't pick up the earth. Razia b'koach, when it falls hard, when it blows hard, then it picks up the earth. The logarsin in B-boy says another answer, right? Ella hachikarsin. Ha de mala avik, ha de lo mala avik. Just explaining why the strong winds are bad. Because they pick up the earth, the dust. And the calm winds are not bad. They don't pick up the dust. It's not an other answer. It's the continuation of the first answer. Kimitra, Shnios, Lamater, Ketan, Yosefta. They're equal to the rain. Not equal, but they're secondary. Their benefit is secondary to the rain. Kimitra, like the rain. They're good. Lamute, Mai, Machad, Dekulo, Kimitra. If they're all good, what's no good? Well, have to tell me. Anything that comes after the rain is good. Maika Martina, the Havi Basrei, the Law of the Kemitra. Some say that the Gemara's Kasha is maybe this doesn't exclude anything. It's just telling me which things are good. Why do some things have to be not good? But Rav Yehuda said the same thing we had before that the Brisa said. So what's he adding? He must be coming to tell me that something's not good, not just to repeat the Brisa. Gilhai Delelia, whatever this is, Belaz, but Gilhai Havi Koi Meseches Psochim, Barov Gilhai Belaila Shchia. It's talking about flashes of light in the night. Uviyoma, and that's at night. Those things aren't beneficial. Uviyoma shimsha debeni karchi shebein ha'avin shenira b'makom echad oro b'makom acher ma'unin. Partially cloudy. That's also not good after a rain. Kikereach, like a bald person. Sheesh lo cyrus b'makom echad b'karch b'makom acher. It's partially hairy or partially bald. Right? It's the same thing, of course, partially sunny. Male tilgaliture, snow is good in a mountain like five rains on the flat land. The koshi labika, elahorim elohem gisham, surely to a hill it's good. But it's what's it called, in the mountains it doesn't rain. Elashelig shakshomim yordin lamata, the enahar shosa mehen. Right? In the high points it doesn't rain, it turns to snow. And, the old shelet shibam mokim no mace the whole let with me achom shisholet shom kamayimu of a baharim kori shelet. So when it goes down into the valley, it already melts. It's not snow anymore. But when it's on the mountain, it remains snow. Kechamisha mitri la'ara, the hachimash makro. Ki l'shelet yomar hu eretz, kishiyomar l'shelet hu eretz, harayu ki geshem motor v'geshem mitros, harayesh kan chamisha. Five times rain is alluded to in the pasuk, vis-a-vis snow. Okay, there's a long tosis here that speaks about what happens if you forgot Mashiv HaRuach, based on what the Gemara said over here. So Tosfos says basically that in Yemos HaGeshamim, what's it called? If you said Morid HaTal in Yemos HaGeshamim, Ein Machzirin also, he says, means that even if you didn't say Mashiv HaRuach or Morid HaGeshamim, but you said Morid HaTal, or Mashiv HaRuach or Morid HaTal, even though you didn't mention Geshem, you don't have to go back. And the Kesef Mishnah explains, the Rambam also holds like that, right? The Ra'o argues, Bechor, you didn't mention Geshem. And Tal is never Miyatzer, so it's irrelevant. So the Kesef Mishnah explains, Tosfos and the Rambam, since you mentioned some rain, you didn't totally ignore the fact, so it's like you mentioned Geshem also. And therefore, if you mention Matar in the winter, you're Yotze, even if you didn't mention. That's why some people hold that it's good to mention Matar the whole year. Even in the summer, to say Morid HaTal. So at worst, in the winter, you'll say Morid HaTal. If you forget to say Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem, and you'll be Yotze, you won't have to go back. The if you're not sure if you said Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem, so until 30 days, there's no chazaka that you said it, and you assume that you said what you said before. And the Tosfos mentions that you have to say 90 times, 30 days, and they say that means 90 times, 90 Shimon Esrei. So the Shaila, first of all, whether you need 30 days or 90 times is enough. What if you say 90 times all in one day? Right? You said you go over Mechai Meisimato Rav Oshia, Mashiv HaRuach Mor Lagoshim, or Mechai Meisimato Rav Oshia, Mechal Kachayim Bechesed. You get 90 times, is that good or not? It's a Shaila, but since it's a Sofik, so you don't have to go back, Nisofik. So if you, on the, right after Shemini Atzeres, or right after the first day of Pesach, 90 times you go over what you're supposed to say, if you're not sure if you said it or not, you can assume that you said the right way. The Chassam Sofer says it's not 90 times. It's 101 times. Basically because it says if there's no comparison, a person will learn something 100 times, 101 times. So you need 101 times, and he shows a cheshbon of how 30 days is 101 times. Because it doesn't count the first two Shemona Esrei of the first day, because you start in Musaf. And then there's Shemona Esrei of Musaf, so it's more than three Shemona Esrei some days. There's Shabbosis and Yom Tovim. And altogether, if you make out the Cheshbon, it comes out to 101 times in 30 days. Then Tosfos says that in the summer, you shouldn't say Mashiv HaRuach Umorid HaTal. You shouldn't say Mashiv HaRuach, right? Whether you say Morid HaTal or not, it's not. There's some Rishon Mahol that since you could say it all the time, then there's some you should say Mashiv HaRuach or Morid HaTal. Others say that since it says, if you said it, it's not, it doesn't hurt, Mashmi, you shouldn't say it, L'chatchil. So even if you say Morid HaTal, you don't say Mashiv HaRuach or Morid HaTal. And the minig is that by Sfardim, in Chutz Laharetz, they say Morid HaTal. Ashkenazim, the Ramah says, don't say Morid HaTal, but the Mogen Avram says it's a good thing to say it. So therefore, even Ashkenazim, there's an inyan to say, right? In Chutz Laharetz, the minig is to follow the Ramah, not to say it at all for Ashkenazim, and here in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is even by Ashkenazim to say Morid HaTal. Okay, now what if you didn't, okay, one second, so there, if you didn't say it, the Rambam holds that you go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. If you forgot to say Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem, and you didn't say yet, what's it called, and you didn't say, and you said Mechai HaMesim, you go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. And the Shulchan Aruch says, no, you go back, the Rosh says, you go back to the beginning of Mechal Kuchayim Bechesed, Atzah Gibor. You go to Atzah Gibor L'Olam Hashem. You don't have to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. You go back to the beginning of that bracha. Some say that if you remembered before Mechai HaMesim, then you have to go back to the beginning of Atzah Gibor. Start the bracha again. And some say you don't have to go back to Atzah Gibor. You just, what's it called, say it wherever you are. You say, Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem, wherever you are. And the nafkamina would be, is Mashiv HaRuach Morid HaGeshem or Goshem? Part of the hemshech of Shmoneh Esrei, or it's a separate thing by itself. If it's a separate thing by itself, you don't have to go back to Atigibor. It's a separate ketah that you say by itself. And then it should be Mashiv HaRuch HaMorid HaGosha. It's a separate thing. But if it's part of the flow of Shmoneh Esrei, that's how they're misakin it, then it's Geshem, and you have to go back to Atigibor and say it's part of Shmoneh Esrei. It's part of the Bruch. So that's another thing. And L'Halacha L'Maisa, you don't have to go back. L'Halacha, you say it wherever you are. Right? You remembered before Mechaya Mesim in Michamocha Baal Gvuros Midom Eloch, and you remembered, then you say Mashiv HaRuch HaMorid HaGoshem, and go on. If you didn't remember till you said the Shem Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya Mesim. So the Mishnah Berurah says that you should say what's it called? Amdeni Chukecha, and go back and say it in the bracha. You shouldn't say Mechaya Mesim and then say Mashiv HaRuch. And other, what's it called, the Achronim say, the Rav Moshe and others, that you should say it after Mechaya Mesim. Between, if you didn't start after Kadosh, and you finished Mechaya Mesim, you say Mashiv HaRuch HaMorid HaGoshem right there, and then you continue after Kadosh. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, and that's how Taka Rav Moshe Feinstein passes. But the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do that. You shouldn't say Mashiv HaRuach after Mechaya Mesim, and therefore if you said Shem Hashem, you shouldn't end Mechaya Mesim and say Mashiv HaRuach. You should, what's it called, say Lamdeni Chukecha and go back to after Gibor. Okay. Now, if you didn't ask for rain, you didn't say the same Talmud Matar, so then you say it in Shomer Tefillah. You don't go back. You say it in Shomer Tefillah. If you forgot to say it in Shomer Tefillah, and you haven't yet finished Shmoneh Esrei, meaning you didn't say Yulu Ratzonim Refi, and are ready to take three steps back, then you go back to, what's it called, to Baruch Aleinu. Tosa says you go back to Shomer Tefillah. But the halach is you go back to Baruch Aleinu. If you already said Yulu Ratzon, and you're ready to take back, to take your three steps, then you have to go back to the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. Okay. Tosus also holds an interesting shita that the Shliach Tzibur didn't say the same Talamotar, or he said Mashiv HaRuach at the wrong time, he doesn't go back. Shliach Tzibur only has to repeat Shmoneh Esrei if he didn't say Val Malshinim, and if he didn't say three things, Tchias HaMesim, Bonei Rishalayim, and Birkus L'Malshinim. And we don't hold like that. We paskin that wherever the Tzibur has to go back, the Shliach Tzibur has to go back to. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a shayla like this. And it's really totally in the shayla we just asked also. What happens if Friday night you didn't say Mashiv HaRuach when you're supposed to? So could be that you don't have to say Shmoneh Esrei again. Why? Because the halacha is the b'di'evid, your yotzei Shmoneh Esrei, if you hear the Shliach Tzibur say Bracha Achas Main Sheva, right, Mogi Novos. And in Magen Avos, there's no mention of Geshem. You see, Friday night, you Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei without any mention of Geshem altogether, even in the winter. So if you said a Shmoneh Esrei without Geshem, it should be also okay. The thing is, could be not. Could be if the idea is that Chazal said you had to mention Geshem in your Shmoneh Esrei sometimes. They didn't make it part of Shmoneh Esrei. So you daven the Shmoneh Esrei, you didn't mention Geshem, you have to go back. Right? So then, he's right. You see that you can be Yotzei Shmoneh Esrei without Geshem. So, same thing, what's it called? If you said it without Geshem, but yeah, but you're Yotzei. It's no worse than if you were Yotzei with Magen Avos. But if the pshat is that when you have to mention Mashiv HaRuach, that becomes the Shmoneh Esrei, then if you said a regular Shmoneh Esrei without Mashiv HaRuach, it's not Shmoneh Esrei. Magen Avos is a Shmoneh Esrei without Azkoras Geshamim. So that has a din of Shmoneh Esrei without it. But the regular Shmoneh Esrei doesn't have a din of Shmoneh Esrei. You didn't say Shmoneh Esrei. So maybe we have to go back. But if the idea is Shmoneh Esrei, you daven. You just didn't mention Geshem, so for that you have to go back. Not because you didn't daven. The davening is a davening. Then, Taka, what's it called? It's a good raya. Since you don't have to mention it in Magen Avos, the Chorin Shmoneh Esrei also, that should not be ma'akiv.
Well, like when you go to the cemetery, yeah. You sing the whole...
Yeah, you don't mention Mashiv HaRuach. Because you're not saying Shmoneh Esrei, you're saying it out Tchias HaMesim. Has nothing to do with, no place to mention in the winter Mashiv HaRuach. You're not saying Shmoneh Esrei, and you're just mentioning Tchias HaMesim. Happens to be the same Nusa, that's what you normally say in Shemoneh Esrei. You don't say Mashiach.